Well, Farmer Greg, you do this to me every time. You come in, you get me all excited, you get me ready to plant, ready to work in the orchard, ready to go work the soil. Then you leave, and I'm stuck inside for another 2 hours in the broadcast booth.
And I'm on my way over to Barry's True Value Hardware to chat with y'all listening out there. Come and see me.
12th Street Northern, northwest corner, I'm guessing, based on what I can picture of that intersection.
Yep, back in the corner behind in the Carlos O'Brien's center, you know, that's right on the corner there. So.
And you'll be there
from 9 until noon-ish, probably 1 o'clock-ish, talking about pre-digging your holes, what to put in your holes. So we are a big proponent of pre-digging your holes, because how many people out there, raise your hand, have bought trees and plants before and they never get planted? My hand is up, by the way. And if you pre-dig your hole, you determine where your trees go, you pre-dig your holes, what we suggest that you do is you put 40% native soil back in the hole. You put in Farmer Greg's planting mix, which is a really nice planting mix. We add azomite, mycorrhiza, and worm castings in the wheelbarrow. Mix all that in the wheelbarrow. Put it all back in the hole. Now, do that now. And what that does is that starts developing the mycorrhiza, the life in the hole, so that when your trees arrive in January for deciduous, and by the way, that's the best time to plant deciduous trees, and when your citrus arrive mid-February, all you have to do is dig a quick hole, drop the tree in, put your woody mulch around the base, and you are good to go.
When you had your guest from Tank's Green Stuff up
Emily,
broadcasts ago, you were talking just about the lack of organic life in native desert soil. So all these mycorrhizomes and these worm castings and these, you had a third one in there, that starts creating the life.
Yes. Yeah. Our biggest job growing food, really anywhere, but specifically in the desert, is to build healthy soil. And you build healthy soil by putting in good stuff. No, we don't use any chemicals. It's all natural. And you're really giving the tree a limb up.
Nice.
I couldn't help myself. You're giving the tree a limb up by doing that.
I like that.
Yeah.
And that amount of time, you're not going to, like you said, it's a real easy dig. It's not gonna be recompacted yet.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
And then the roots will do the rest from the tree once they start growing. It'll just, you know, it'll keep that from turning back into native soil.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other really exciting thing that happens this week is this is the end of our early bird pricing on our fruit trees. And next Friday and Saturday, I think that's November 2nd and 3rd, is the open house at the Urban Farm. So Friday morning and Saturday morning, we will be doing an open house. You can come by, you can see fruit trees. I've got, you know, citrus, I've got deciduous, I've got most everything growing that I sell. And you'll be able to see it growing. You'll be able to come and ask questions about it. I'll do tours and, you know, it's really informative. And then you can also at that moment pre-purchase your fruit trees for arrival in January and February.
And I would find out the location of that and sign up at urbanfarm.org.
Yep, right on the front page, on the right side, you can go to urbanfarm.org. And plus my classes this next week, 3 ways to kill your fruit trees and so you want to plant a fruit tree are coming up as well.
Now I'm going through your order form here. You've got jujubes.
Oh, jujubes are so much fun. You know what they are?
No.
It's a little apple. They start out at about a golf ball size apple, and you let them dry on the tree and harvest them, and they taste like chocolate.
Hmm.
They are the most amazing candy chocolate. You know, the jujube candies they swiped it from the jujube trees because it's just an amazing, amazing.
You had mentioned earlier as well, cherries don't work, but you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7 berries on here?
7 berries. Berries do really well here. Really, the best berries are 2 different mulberries. And yes, they're legal to it is legal to plant mulberries, female mulberries, here in the desert. And there's the dwarf black mulberry bush, which puts out about a dime size, absolutely incredible mulberry. And then there's the Pakistani mulberry, which puts out a 3-inch long amazing berry. Those are my 2 favorite berries for growing here, but the rest of them do great.
And we didn't even hardly cover grapes. I know you mentioned it when you were giving your soft skin example of grapes, but
yep.
Three varieties of grapes.
Yep, grapes do well.
I've got a lot of trees, but the berries and the grapes, that may have to be the priority for this season.
There you go. 12th Street and Northern from 9 until noon-ish today. Come down and see me and my crew, and we'll talk with you about planting fruit trees.
Looking ahead on the calendar as well, the fourth Saturday in November, it's going to be Thanksgiving weekend. Are we going to talk and grow on turkeys at the Urban Farm?
Oh, there you go. Now, although I've done that before, I'm much more of a vegetarian now. Not.
And I'm sure your neighbors appreciate not living next to live turkeys. There. I've got a neighbor to the west of me that has turkeys. And when they're quiet, they're quiet.
When they're not?
Oh. Exactly.
So next month we're going to be talking about growing a winter garden, because really the best time to grow here is October through June. Skip July, August, and September, take a vacation, you know, do your winter planning, but now until February is a great time to be planting out your gardens. So join us next month as we talk about running a winter garden.
And it's been a couple years since we had a hard freeze, and I gauge that by house, and I have to replace the well pump when that freezes and cracks. And it's been a handful of years, but I had 2 years in a row that happened, so we're probably close to another freeze cycle with all this rain that we've gotten in October. You think we're gonna see
I got my fingers crossed, because the bugs are really bad.
I could use a bug depopulation for sure.
Exactly. So.
Farmer Greg, we appreciate it. Again, urbanfarm.org for any follow-up questions, or sign up for any of the classes and
all
the resources
today.
You have. Barry's True Hardware.